Penguin Random House Audio presents The Red Lotus, a novel by Chris Bajalian. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Redemption? Sure. But in the end, he's just another dead rat in a garbage pail behind a Chinese restaurant. Wes Anderson and Noah Baumbach, Mr. Fantastic Fox. There can be no lotus flower without the mud. Thich Nhat Hanh. Prologue. The opposite of a hospice? Not a maternity ward or a NICU. It's a trick question. The correct answer? An emergency room. In a hospice, you do everything you can to allow people to die. In the ER, you do all that you can to keep them alive. It was why she loved the ER, especially the night shift in the city, the relentlessness, the frenetic drive to keep a heart beating or to get someone breathing. Oh, sometimes you lost. You called it. You declared the suicide or the stroke victim or the accidental overdose dead. But far more often, you won. Or at least you won long enough to get the patient into the OR or into a room upstairs. You won long enough that whatever happened to the man or woman or child or toddler or, dear God, baby, was someone else's problem. And so she became a different person in the ER. She had, in fact, become a different person there. She was a tectonic recreation that was unrecognizable even to her own mother, an evolution wrought in months rather than millennia, 66 months, if she was going to be precise, that had begun in her first rotation and culminated during her first July night as an attending physician.